Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing its move toward the U.S. state of Florida with powerful winds and heavy rains. While it was crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead and catastrophic destruction everywhere. Cuba, the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, and the two-island nation of Antigua Barbuda were among those pounded, with Barbuda virtually flattened. This man was in Antigua and just arrived back in London.
So it just makes you think, because the people that are out there, they're so limited. They don't have enough resources, they don't have enough help. And the hurricane has been 3 days now, 4 days, and now they're picking up the pieces and they're anticipating another one. I think a lot more should be done from us worldwide to help them out. And the people over there, they need it.
Barbuda is now bracing for impact from Category 4 Hurricane Jose. Back to Florida, 7 million people there, about a quarter of the population asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall. In a few hours from now, highest sustained winds about 230 kilometers per hour. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies, fanfare, as the international community watched for another potential missile test. North Korea has a history of missile tech marking these holidays. The head of the UN peacekeeping force says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse that situation. The war have been warring since 2013. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency is warning that overcrowding and deteriorating conditions in Greece's eastern Aegean islands is causing serious distress among refugees, leading to self-harm and riots in protest. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters. That's in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that refugees from Syria, Iraq, and other destitute and conflict-ridden countries are arriving on Greece's islands faster than the government can transfer them to the mainland for processing. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says living conditions are particularly bad for refugees on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, Leros, and Chios.
Many of the people have been staying on the islands for months, and the conditions have affected their physical and mental health.
The UNHCR is calling for robust action to improve conditions in reception facilities on the islands. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters in Australia bracing for what they fear will be one of the worst bushfire seasons on record. They say warmer conditions have combined with a very dry winter to raise the threat level. In Queensland, a tropical cyclone led to rapid growth of vegetation that has since dried out. It's a huge risk. Early season bushfires are continuing to burn near the Queensland capital, Brisbane. Emergency Management Commissioner Craig Lapsley warning tough times are ahead.
We're already seeing some fires in the very eastern part of Victoria be difficult to manage, and that's in winter, moving into spring. So I think it's very clear for all of the states, particularly the southern states, the eastern seaboard, where the communities live, that we've got a very high risk. The early indicators are telling us to take this very serious, is my view.
In the summer of 2003, bushfires devastated parts of Canberra, the nation's capital. Lots of tough times there. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting today to allow humanitarian aid to get in. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping. Definitely help to those poor Muslims.
The latest round of violence there has left at least 400 people dead, also has triggered a mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims to neighboring Bangladesh. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.